Government has been asked to take the needed steps as announced by the president in the NDC manifesto launched to re-establish the national shipping line to reposition Ghana in the world maritime industry. Government should also ensure that maritime policies are directed at creating the enabling environment for private sector participation in the quest to revamp the Tema Dry Dock and other dormant institutions. The Vice President of the Maritime Professionals Club, Engineer Teddy Mensah, expressed these sentiments at a news conference in Tema. A report by Dominic Onoji.
The Maritime Professionals Club is made up of Ghanaian experts who are operating in various capacities in Ghana and across the globe. The news conference was to remind government and politicians going into the December general elections of the need to prioritize investments in maritime infrastructure when voted to power. The first vice president of the Maritime Professionals Club, Engineer Teddy Mensah, who was a junior officer when the Black Star Line was in operation, said efforts should be made to reposition the Tema shipyard as the preferred ship repair yard in Africa.
It is imperative that no effort shall be spared to bring the Tema dry dock along on this journey of improving the maritime sector. Being the first and largest shipyard and dry dock in sub-Saharan Africa when it was established, it is nothing but a shame to see the sorry state of affairs at the dry docks today. Plans shall be put in place to ensure parallel growth of the dry dock alongside other port infrastructure developments. The need for new and modern machinery deserving of a modern-day shipyard cannot be overemphasized. Improved facilities will not only allow the dry dock to service vessels, but also venture into specialized and heavy-duty infrastructure steel fabrications for offshore oil and gas, civil engineering, as well as industrial fabrications.
Engineer Mensah spoke about the benefits the country stands to gain if the national shipping line is revamped.
Much as we appreciate the desire of government to try to revamp the national shipping line and the dry dock, we, like the proverbial Oliver Twist, will ask for more. Our appeal to government is that the desire should translate to a mission and a vision to achieve the ultimate for the betterment of the maritime sector in Ghana and the realization of the socioeconomic benefits it brings. The benefits to Ghana will be multifaceted economic gains, job creation, wealth creation, improved GDP, international recognition, improved livelihood of the Ghanaian, especially the impoverished communities along the Volta River, and last but not the least, the realization of the dream of the founding fathers of this nation.
The Maritime Professional Club also called for strategic development and strengthening of key organizations to improve the maritime sector so as to lift up the flag of Ghana high at home and on the international stage.
Dominic Lodge reporting.